They believed they would meet God. They ended up in a shallow grave outside a coastal town in eastern Kenya, victims of a suspected cult leader. Abbas Ade's wife, son and parents-in-law disappeared, leaving everything behind.
So when I get to search our phone, I said someone has told them they are going to see Jesus. So then I tracked a flight. It only booked a one-way ticket to Malindi, which she should have a return ticket back to Nairobi.
This is the man accused of luring them to Malindi. Paul Mackenzie Nthenge is the leader of the Good News International Church. He apparently promised his followers they would meet their creator if they starved themselves to death.
He was well known in this area. He had been arrested before when two children died. There wasn't enough evidence to, you know, keep him behind bars. That's what the court said. So, yes, people are angry that, you know, this has gone this far.
Police believe dozens of victims may be buried in the forest. Several children are among the dead, and there are fears many more could be missing.
We visited homes in villages in the area, and we spoke to parents whose children had all died. Some families have lost up to 5 children, and in some cases the parents have died as well.
Some members of the church were rescued from the preacher's property, alive but weak. Relatives at the exhumation site are holding out hope that their missing loved ones have survived.
It's so disheartening and very inhuman to see what is going on here. All the people who have been coming here, I can see none of us have seen our relative, but we are just finding, rescuing more people and seeing more graves.
Mackenzie is now in custody. Pathologists are taking samples from the victims to determine the cause of death. Siobhan Silk, Al Jazeera.